Coach, when you're managing the end of a game like that, and you get down to your last drive, are you looking to score whenever you can score, or ideally, are you trying to get a couple first downs and kick with no time left on the clock?
One or the other would be nice. Yeah. You know, score a touchdown, or if you're going to kick a field goal, kick the field goal with as little time as possible remaining.
So you don't decide that until, I mean, it's not something you have, you don't have a philosophy on the possession, like, look, we're going to try and kick it with zero time, or do you just, you want to get the touchdown, obviously. Some teams, right. This guy last night tried not to score a touchdown because he wanted to kill the clock.
Right. Yeah, it depends on a lot of different factors, the score and not the amount of time left in the game and all those things. I think, you know, we had two real clear opportunities to close the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. We had that third and two, where when we convert, we can continue to march down into the end zone potentially, or exhaust the clock and kick the game winner with very little time left. We didn't get that done on offense, mm-hmm. so we turned it over to the defense with a lead, and we got them to fourth and five and had a shot to end it right there. That was another potential game-ending situation. So we had our opportunities there. You know, we feel like we prepared well, and, you know, we just didn't quite execute the way we wanted and came up a little bit short.
When you come back and you're sort of doing your self-evaluation afterwards, do you look at the third and two play afterwards and say, that play was there and we didn't block it, or do you look at it and say we just should have thrown?
No, definitely you can always second guess the call, whether it's run or pass. You know, it was definitely there if we executed the play. But we also, you know, have to give 92 some credit. He's a game record kind of guy. He was very good all day, and he ended up spoiling that play. So, you know, give them credit. He made a nice football play for them. Mm-hmm.
What were some of the other things that Chicago was doing defensively to disrupt the offense? It seemed like offense was going in fits and starts at times.
Yeah, I mean, you know, two real problem turnovers for us really eliminated. They were first down plays. So, you know, how many plays in that drive are you taking away? Six, seven, eight, nine? Who knows, right? So, you know, two drives taken off the board with a first down turnover. And just add that in right there, and it might feel a little different, look a little different. So they did a nice job, and we didn't do as good a job. But it was a back-and-forth game. It was a good, tough ball game. There is no questioning this group of men that we have here for this franchise, the way we're fighting and working and, you know, straining for every inch. And, you know, whether I'm sitting here and we made one of those plays and we're happy today or not, we're moving on. You know, we're going to finish this press conference and get ourselves ready for Denver.
Is that matter of focus, just those two plays? And is it more frustrating when you sort of give it away as opposed to they take it away? Is it or turnover?
Well, either way, it's the net is a turnover. Now, we were fortunate enough to get three, which was good. But those are two. It was simple concentration issues and certainly a great lesson there.
Coach, speaking of the two turnovers, you benched Murray at the end. Will Roy Helu play more now? Is there a possibility of getting more playing time as a result?
Well, let me just first say I don't know that I would characterize what occurred as a benching. I think that's inaccurate. But
how would you characterize it?
I would characterize us as using the members of our football team in a fashion to give ourselves an opportunity to win the game. And, you know, there were times when, Crabtree might not have been on the field, but he wasn't benched. I mean, we role players. We play players. We have different plays that we run with different players and different times of the game. So it wasn't a benching, so it's not accurate. But in terms of, you know, how much we'll play or who we'll play going forward, we'll do like we always do. We'll plan our work, and then we'll work our plan. And we, you know, right now we're going to finish this, you know, this Q&A about yesterday, but, you know, we're really gearing up for this next opportunity against Denver.
How do you think that Murray is going to respond to this type of experience just in our limited access. He stood up there, he answered questions forthright, and he said, I'm going to get better from this.
Sure.
Did you like hearing that? And has he said something similar in private that makes you confident he's going to bounce back really well from that?
I remain confident. Yeah. We have some good young players. None of us are perfect. We all are capable of making mistakes. I think the sooner you own up to mistakes, the quicker you can put them behind you and move forward. I know that we've got some really good, young, talented football players that are not going to be, we're going to put them in a situation, expect them to play well. If they don't, they'll learn from it. We'll move forward.
Tylan Jones missed this particular game, and by the end of it, you had Marcel Reese returning kickoffs. TJ Carey left the game after a nice punt return. You concerned about the kick returning game at all here?
Yes. Do you have any ability? I'd like to see it.
I have one snap. That's it.
I heard you could run a little bit.
It's not true.
Set up a race. It's concerning to have both those guys, unavailable right now. Hopefully that cleans up as we approach Wednesday and start preparing for Denver.
Do you have any idea about Carey long term?
I do not.
It was announced during the game that it was his chest, is it his shoulder or collarbone? He was wearing a sling. Is there any further diagnosis there?
Not yet.
Okay. Anybody else, since we're on injuries, I think Autry may have got roughed up there. Anybody else with anything that you're worried about long term?
I don't believe so.
Well, Lofton, he's okay?
Yeah, I think he's okay.
Is it easier to move on from a game like this for the players given the opponent this week? Is that... Knowing that
I know it maybe doesn't sound maybe the way you want it to sound, but it's a week-to-week league. You know, some days you sit up here and you feel really good about what occurred the day before, but regardless, you have to dial in the next opponent. There's a lot of talent throughout the league, a lot of really good coaches that scheme you, and you've got to get ready. And, our first division opponent coming in, a home game, which adds a little something to the game. We'll be busy with our preparation, getting ready for next.
Is your familiarity with the opponent, do you feel that gives you an edge?
I wouldn't say that. No, we're looking for every edge we can find, but it's a really good football team. They're off to a hot start, and I know we'll get into it, more as the week goes, but. Yeah, the early look, they're doing a lot of good things.
David Amerson played a ton yesterday. Him being able to kind of get put into that kind of a heavy role early, I know he's physically gifted, but why did you think he was ready for that, and how do you think he did?
I think he did well. He's really picked up the system well. He's done a nice job coming in here and showing some of the skill that we thought he would have, and he's added to the group. He's been a good contributor. He had forced a nice turnover yesterday. He's had some sticky coverage, and we think he's got a chance to help us.
You talked a little bit about it late in the week, but now that this game's over with, this coming week, Sebastian Janikowski is set to set a record for most games played as a Raider. What can you say about Sebastian Janikowski?
We're just really glad that we have him. I think he's a heck of a weapon. He's got a strong leg. He's been, he was a captain yesterday. He's been really good for us. I mean, he's been a good teammate. He's a really strong kicker, really strong at that position, and we're just glad we have him.
Seemed like Alden Smith, especially against the run, was a really dominant player. Do you think that – I think Justin Tuck and Ken Norton have kind of alluded to him having a training camp over the first 4 weeks. I don't know what you think about that, but do you think he's integrated fully into this scheme, or are you excited maybe what he can do now that he's kind of
– I think it's gotten better each week. I think his understanding of what we're looking for has gotten better, and I think he's, kind of – gotten into hitting shape and playing shape and all those things. So, we should continue to see his ability to impact us in a positive way.
Given the all the talk about tight ends over the first 3 weeks, was the touchdown play to Bennett in particular frustrating?
Not in particular. I mean, you don't like them to score at any point. But, you know, again, we've had a couple issues. It hasn't been one position or one player. It's kind of been shared.
Yeah.
You know, we're working hard at it. And, you know, there were times where it was a whole lot better. And, you know, you have an occasion where he pops free like that. And, you know, clearly that's a mistake on our part.
You look at Denver, and you've got Owen Daniels coming in, and Gary Kubiak historically has yeah. used tight ends very, very effectively. Now they have two major weapons on the outside as well. How big of a challenge is this going to be this week?
Be a big challenge. Yeah, really good football team coming in. You know, they're one of the top teams going in the league. They've been on top of this division for a while, and you know, it'll be a heck of a ball game.